Hello there, welcome to a Nick Note audio file, and today's the day of sanctioned hysteria. I mean, I'm having a tizzy fit. It's ridiculous. You're talking about a $30 trillion economy. The U.S. is the market everyone wants to sell to. Okay, don't kid yourself. The European markets are a joke. They're very difficult people to sell to. Profit margins are squeezed. There's not efficiencies of delivery. It sucks. It sucks. U.S. is, if you want to make money, you got to sell to the U.S., okay? And every major company that has a major brand, that has major sales, from Ferraris to bicycles, knows their market's America. They cannot afford not to have access to the American markets. They can't afford to piss Trump off. This is a negotiation play. Now, let me talk about oil real quick. By the way, I owe you a market update. And with the fireworks last night, I wanted to see how things settled down. We have a double top forming there, which I'll talk to you about when I give you the trade strategy. But unfortunately, we got no opportunity. We're in a range. In the last night's hysteria, the oil went to $77, hit a low of $74.80. Now it's $75.50. The price increase for tariffs is already priced into the market. Trump is not going to sanction Venezuelan oil. They made peace there. They took back the Mojados, and everybody's happy. He's not ready to duke it out with Iran just yet. And I put a couple stories up there about increased supplies coming. Saudi Arabia is under enormous pressure to at least not cut any more, if not produce more. Guys, we're in a sweet spot. I love these hysterical apeshit gaga markets because you make a lot of money with them. Hold your water. But hear me. This is negotiation. This is the, you know, good cop, bad cop, tough guy, you know. Rough him up and then, you know, ruffle the feathers and pat him down. You know, after you beat him up and smack him around a little bit, you give him a cigarette and a candy bar and let him smoke a cigarette, and they tell you everything they know. It's this kind of shit, dude. Panama has no leverage, okay? China is not going to engage the United States in the Panama Canal in our ocean. No fucking way on earth. China's not ready for this thing. China's going to get their ass booted out of the canal. The situation with, you know, all of Latin America, it's America. Mexico? Where the fuck are you going to sell your burritos at, Mexico? Okay, you want to talk to me about drug labs? You want to talk to me about marijuana, fentanyl? Yeah, white slavery, whores, killing babies for fun and all that shit? That's the Mexican business. But as far as in their industrial and the millions of semi-trucks and trains that cross over, it's going to the America retail market, and there's no place else to go to goods. Not Costa Rica, not Honduras, not Venezuela, not Colombia. Forget it. They got no choice. Bend over, kiss Trump's ass. Sooner or later, you're going to have to do it. Canada? Eh? Eh? Really? Talk about a non-productive loser economy. They have no social responsibility. Their cities are all locked at the hip with the cross-border trade with the northern United States. And that's it. You gave them the lumber business. You gave them the cheese business and milk and dairy. You know, it's ridiculous. You're ridiculous. The only source of income they really have is 4 million barrels a day of oil. That's it. There'd be nothing left of them. So negotiation, taking a tough stance. Oh, well, you're going to put tariffs against American whiskey and get them by Canadian whiskey? Oh, that'll show them. It's ridiculous. These fucks do not have a clue. In fact, I'll tell you what. Quietly, they're arranging the terms of surrender. You're going to give Trump what you want, China included. China will eat 10% tariffs in a New York minute not to lose the U.S. market. You've got the biggest market in the world. You're the two-ton gorilla. You can do whatever the hell you want. $30 trillion economy. Look, if you want to compare like to like, you're looking at $20 trillion in the European economy, and it's a very expensive market. You sell into America cheap. Your advertising is cheap. Your distribution is cheap. Your marketing is cheap. Okay, your facilities are cheap. You start trying to sell that kind of volume in Europe, your expenses are twice. Your facility costs, your labor costs, your regulation nightmare. Okay, and the fact that you got a customer that's very difficult to convince, it takes a lot to sell them. You know, Americans go in and they buy a car at 9 o'clock in the morning and drive it out at 10:30. In Europe, they go, they look at the car, they come back a week later with their wife, then they bring their mother, they think about it again, then they go talk to their friends. I mean, it's a very long, slow process. In America, it's a slam dunk. Give me the money, thank you, man, bam, bam, gone, got my car. So everyone knows that. Clothing, whatever you want to talk about. America is the retail market of the planet Earth. You want to sell something, you got to sell into America. And you got to keep America happy. Now, Trump understands that clearly. So the oil, by the way, speaking of the oil, they already priced in the oil increase. If you took the 10%, I give you a study on that. You put the 10% tariffs in there, you do the math, and you're there. You're at the price. 10% was built into the market. Done. Over. Look, it might be an inconvenience for the refineries that are hooked up to the pipeline of Canada, but as far as the overall energy equation in America, this is a ripple. This is, you know, a rubber ducky making a wave in your bathtub when it got splashed into the water. It's a non-event. It's a publicity stunt. It's got the hysterics. It's got people going, oh, we got the tariffs on Trump. Trump is playing this brilliantly. China will give him what he wants. Europe, slam dunk, fall on your knees. Canada, eh? they don't even have a government there. England? What are you talking about? They can't provide penicillin shots when people got a cold. They're out of it. These people are out of it. As far as Latin America and the Gulf of America, Mexico's got no economy. The president is just the whore of the drug cartels there. The drug cartels got all the employees they want. They got all the business they want. It's not a factor in the equation. It's not a factor. Mexico has no legitimate economy without the U.S. You create a vacuum, and they all go home and go back to, you know, growing beans and becoming, you know, living on the little farms, hoping the corn crop comes in. Okay, it's been a boom for them that they got factory jobs, a boom for them, U.S. manufacturing, a boom for them, okay? And it's only America. Listen to me carefully. Well, we'll sell to you. I can sell shit to Europe. Bullshit. You ain't going to have another economy. You're not going to have another market. It's America or nothing, do or die. Canada? They don't even have the shipping ability to get shit out of that fucking hellhole. Really. They haven't built the ports. There's no market for their goods. Their market's America. Across, you know, the Great Lakes and across the vast land border. That's it. They've got no way of getting things anywhere else. And nobody wants their products. They've got nothing to sell the rest of the world. Don't kid yourself. I'm like Canadian Club whiskey, maybe. As far as it goes. So this is a brilliant move, and the markets will flutter and, you know, have a little hissy fit. Trump's going to do it. World economy's going into depression. World bullshit. Bullshit. No one will even notice these tariffs in America. Now, if you're in Canada, eh? Well, you got a big problem anyway. If you're in Mexico, well, eat some beans and fart. I mean, you know, what's the national crop? Mashed up beans with a little hot sauce on it? There's nothing there. Nothing to see. Drive on. Okay, the rest of the world, China? China manufactures half of the manufactured goods in the world. And of those, 30 to 40% go to America. You can lose 40% of your market? Bullshit. Europe? No chance. They can't even argue about the bacteria in the Gouda cheese. I mean, they're kind of out of touch. You know, their economies are, their manufacturing is collapsing. Their economies are in trouble. Debt's escalating. People are going broke. These are economies on their back foot. The only salvation of the world economy is American demand and the American consumer, who's fat and sassy and prosperous. It's the perfect time. So don't let all these hysteria crap fool you. It is a brilliant move. The timing's right. And watch. They will slowly arrange their face-saving terms of surrender. You got no economy. You got no government in Germany. You got no government in Canada. They're there for elections. They don't know what the hell to do. Mexico? There's no government. It's basically the warlords of the cartels that run the place and put this stupid bitch up there that pretends like she knows something and do something. That's the reality. That's the reality. It's a perfect time to make these moves. So sit back. Let him play this game. Now, I will give you the oil strategy shortly. I'm going to get a little bit deeper into the day. And I will give you a black mass market update to discuss this further. But suffice it to say, nothing to see here. Move along.